start. I don't know if you were, if you weren't, but the ma'aseh went well. So I'll smach that it was because of you. I want to say yeshu koach. Okay, Rabbi said we're in a search. We are searching for the Tolda Sehem Lav Kiyotze Behem. We can't figure out what it is. We've tried Karen. What does the Gemara say? Of course, Karen's Tolda Sehem Kiyotze Behem. Maishno Karen? Then the Gemara tries Shane. Maishno Shane? And then the Gemara tries Regel. Maishno Regel? There's one small deek. I don't know if we didn't make it in Shir really, but I don't know if Ramesh Yehuda made it. When the Gemara says Maishno Karen, what is Rashi insert over there? And we hocked about that Rashi. One word. Maishno Karen. The bottom line. What's the one word that Rashi puts in over there? The Mechayif. Rashi says that also by Regel. Look at Maishna, by Regel says, Maishna Regel, Dimechayiv Dehezeko Matzi. Rashi's also going to do that by Avno Sakino Maso. Where does Rashi say that? Look at on the top of Daf Gimel Amid Beis. The third Rashi, the end of the Rashi Dibnal Hainu Bar, Rashi says, My chazis the ukmi milsudra papa told the bar, Maishna Bar, Dechayiv Shkein Tchesas. Rashi didn't say it by Shane. It's conspicuously missing when it comes to Shane. What does Rashi say by Shane? Maishno Shane. I'm back on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, like halfway down. Maishno Shane. Mehanoch de kamuknis milsedar apapa atol de Shane veregel. Flat. Rashi doesn't say Maishno Shane de mechayev. Maishno Shane mehanoch. It's a little flat over there, Rashi. It seems to me. Rashi is conspicuously doesn't write Maishna Shane de Mechayev. I don't know why. Do you want to speak about it?
Regel
he does it.
Maishna Regel de
Mechayev. Maishna Regel de Mechayev. He does it by all the other ones. The only one he doesn't do it by is by Shane. And Medrash Omer Darshani. What's the pshat? Don't know. Here we are. So now the Gemara is going off on its new attempt. The Gemara says, El Ki Kamar Papa. I told the debar. Maybe our papa was told him about told the bar. Now the Gemara asks the question. Told the bar, mine you. Now over here also, I always say, we are careful with every single nuance in the Gemara, and in Rashi, and in Tosis, every nuance. Rashi says, told the bar, mine you. What did we say up until now? Told the deregel?
My
he. Told the Shane?
My he.
Told the Karen?
My
all of a sudden, mine you. What's my knee? And it's not the only place. If you look further, the Gemara also does it when it comes to Mave. Told the Mave, my nihu. I don't know why. I'd like to suggest maybe told the Adam. Let's told the Mave. Kitzer, I would like to suggest perhaps the pshat is as follows. I don't know why, but maybe. Karen, Shane, and Regel, their toldos are very straightforward. The Gemara doesn't, it's not a process to figure out what they are. What are the toldos of Karen? Very simple. Nagifa, Neshicha, Ravitza, Vita, boom. The Gemara just says it. What are the toldos of Shane? Ischachov, Zanotin, Vazanasa, bam. They're all like just very straightforward. The Tolda, now when the Gemara says Tolda of Bar, mind you, now the Gemara goes to a whole process. What's Tolda of Bar? I don't know. You say the Av is Yud and Tolda Tes. I'm not sure. Says the Gemara, oh, it's Avnos Kino Aso. Wait, if it's Ifkarinu, then this, if it's not. The Gemara is like, it's a whole process. Maybe my Nihu is like, the Gemara is saying it's preparing you for a real complex question. And Amman Beis also, when the Gemara says, told of Mave, my new, the Gemara doesn't know. Ishmuel, Mave Zeshane, Irab, Mave Zehada, my office with my Tolos Ispu. Again, it's like it's a whole rigmarole. It's a whole process. So maybe for some reason, my new, we have to ask, I looked for Rabbi Mandelbaum. If someone could ask Rabbi Mandelbaum this question, he wasn't here when I thought of asking him. But maybe that's why it says my new. What do you say? I don't know. Fits. The question is why. Zok the Heiligi Gemara Ilema Av Yud Vitolda Tess Loi Tess Ksivi Velo Yud Ksivi. If you're telling me that Av is Yud and Tolda is Tess, so Tess is not written and Yud's not written. Rabbi said, what does that have to do with written? Why are we talking about written? We want to know what's an Av, what's a Tolda. Zok Drev Menachem.
It says in the beginning, Rashi.
Rashi says, what makes an Ava makes a Tolda?
Behedya.
What's written? Behedya, we'll have to see if we can deal with that. What's written? Right? So that's what the Gemara says. How could you say Ava is Yud? Because Lo Tesk Si Lo Yud Si. It's also a strange Lashon. What's strange about this Lashon, I would say? What? Trying to find an Ava and a Tolda. Right?
We're not sure what the Av is.
We're really trying to find the Tolda, you're right.
We don't know what the Av is,
right.
I'm saying, so
right.
We need to know.
Right. So what's the, there's something strange about the Lush in the Gemara. It says the Gemara. Ilema Av Yud V'Tolda Tess. Loi Tess Ksivi V'lo Yud Ksivi. Rabbi Nachum is bothered. Why does he say Loi Tess Ksivi? Is Loi Tess Ksivi a good Zach or a Schlechte Zach?
Good.
Why is it good?
We
want it to be a Tolda. What would make it into a Tolda?
Not written.
Gevaldik. Lotesk sivi. Unless you're reading Gemara like this. Lotesk sivi. Well, Yud sivi. You're right, Tess is not written, but Yud's also not written. But that's not the way to read the Gemara. I don't think. Sorry. Lotesk sivi. Oh, well, Yud sivi. Yud's also not written. It sounds like the Gemara is saying it's part of the question. Lotesk sivi, well, Yud sivi. Why is, and what's the order? What? It should say Lo Yud Ksivi. What are we talking about Tess for, Bechlal? Lo Tess Ksivi, Lo Yud Ksivi.
It's getting rid of the other way without even having to say it. Because if you just say a Yud's not written, so then we'd say maybe Tess is, and Tess is the Av.
No, it's the same the other way.
No, it's you'd say.
Oh, meaning Fuchi Fuchi. The Gemara would think, say Tess.
Maybe Tess is the Av and Yud is the Tolda. Yeah. Says, listen, why? You can't.
No, maybe less than Tess is the Tolda.
Again,
what?
Maybe less than Tess is the Tolda.
Tess or less.
Right.
Tess or less.
Tess or less.
It should still say Yud first. It should say Lo Yud Ksivi Lo Tess Ksivi. Because the main hack is Lo Yud Ksivi. It's about warning your other. I got it. But it's still out of the order.
I was thinking that the Av is by Misa, by Yud.
Right.
The Gemara says the same way it doesn't say it by Tess, it doesn't say it by Yud.
Just say it doesn't say it. Why does it have to say the same? What does that mean the same way? Tully's onto something. I'd like to try to go off on. Tully's saying the same way it doesn't say it by. So it's Lo Tess Ksivi, Lo Yud Ksivi is like, Tess Ksivi is like a lead up to the Yud Ksivi. You say Tess is a Tolda, why? Not written. So also Yud is not written. What does that mean? We'll see. We'll have to see the way. See Rashi. Maybe Rashi will help us. Lo Tess Ksivi Lo Yud Ksivi, says the Gemara. Ha! Lo Kasha. That's not Shver. V'ameisiyah lo yom rachmana. V'kim lo rabbanon. Yud avdi misa. Tess nezikin avdi. Misa lo avdi. So Yud is basically Ksivi. We've made Yud Ksivi. I don't know how behedya it is, but it's Ksivi. Why? Because the pasuk says v'ameisiyah lo. And what does mace? Only... What does mace? Only Yud and not Tess. So therefore, mace Yaloi. Therefore, you got Yud in the pasuk. Says the Gemara, Soif, soif, ze'av lemisov, ze'av lenezokin. So maybe you're right, Yud is Ksivi, but guess what? So is Tess. So the Gemara just went 360, or 180. Gemara went 180. First, the Gemara says, Loi Tess Ksivi, V'lo Yud Ksivi. And then the Gemara says, oh, Yud's Ksivi, but guess what? Tess is also Ksivi. So now it's going to sound like what Tully said. Tully was saying, the Gemara is saying, listen, the same way Tess is not written, Yud's not written. Says the Gemara, oh, Yud's written. Oh, Yud's written, so Tess is also written. Because the same way Tess is not written, Yud's not written. Yud's written, okay, then Tess is also written. Somehow the Gemara is connecting them. We got to figure out how. Let's see Rashi. Hold on. Says the Gemara, Ela Avnoi Sakinu Masoi Shenicho Birushus Harabim Veziko. Rather, the Tolda is Avnoi Sakinoi Umasoi Shenicho Birushus Harabim Veziko. And he placed the Birushus Harabim and they damage. What's the order of Avnoi Sakinu Masoi? Is there any order in Avnoi Sakinu Masoi? Huh?
Alphabetical?
Stone knife. And the knife is in the middle.
How? No, I saw him put him down. No, it's another. Right, no, it's he's saying that the knife you carry in your hand and the mouse you carry in your shoulder, so in theory, it would be in the order. I hear that maybe.
Carry your mouse in your hand also.
The mouse in your hand.
Yeah. You usually throw it over your shoulder. In your hand over your shoulder, usually, or knapsack, or whatever.
No,
usually.
No, Evan, you can.
You gotta bend down. Yeah, with the mat's muscle.
Maybe it sounds the best.
No, it's saying the biggest, not the biggest.
It only sounds the best because that's the way we do it. We're used to it. What? Biggest to smallest? Smallest to biggest? No. Most dangerous to less, least dangerous?
That could be. No, because you don't.
No, you don't. He's not.
You guys are seeing it. Marcel, you automatically see him.
He's slipping on it.
Why?
The most obtrusive, least obtrusive.
A rock.
Well, let me help you out here for a second, folks. Let me try to help you out here a second. Is the Rambam does something interesting? The Rambam Hilchos Niskei Mamon. The Rambam adds another object. The Rambam says, "Keitzad miniach avnoi oy sakinoi oy tivnoi oy masoi." The Rambam adds one that's not saying the Gemara, and he adds it in the middle. Teven. What's teven? His straw. His straw. Why is teven go in the middle over there? Maybe it's the most likely to slip on and the least likely to slip on, maybe.
No, totally depends on the stone or the knife. Or you could have a little knife, or you could have a big stone, or a dull knife.
And the normal. It's talking about the normal. The normal stone, normal
what's
knife.
A normal masa? A normal masa is a backpack?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but
for
some reason the Rambam inserts one right in the middle over there, between two and three. Teven. Teven is straw. Okay, we'll have to figure that out. It's going to be Nogair, obviously, a little bit, because Rashi does the opposite. Rashi takes one out. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Avnoi.
Easier to slip on a sakin than straw.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if it's in which order it is. Rashi, take a look at Rashi. Avnoi oi sakinoi, shenicho bershus harabim, venisko behem bnei adam, veziku behem. What did Rashi leave out? Masoh. Why does Rashi leave out Masoh? Maybe it's what? You leave a knife in Rishus Arabim?
Whatever.
It's not so important.
Maybe a knife or stone.
Oh no, but we're talking about a sharp
knife.
Could be.
What's most likely to be left there? The least likely. Right. A stone.
You get, stone, who cares? Your knife.
Not who cares.
So situation.
There's something else interesting in Rashi over here. Another deacon in this Rashi, anyone? What is classic falling into bars?
Animals.
Over here, Rashi, some reason tells us we're talking about B'nai Adam. Shenisko ben B'nai Adam v'ziku lahem.
And it would only be in pets.
The Pasuk is talking about...
Sakinah is not a bar.
A bar falls into a person.
Told of bar.
Right, but it's more likely for a person to get hurt on a stone or a
bar. Yeah,
because animals are big.
They're always looking
they walk
down.
On a stone.
They have a lot of girth.
Animals don't usually trip.
Like that, right?
They don't trip usually.
Yeah, their faces.
I guess they fall into pits. I don't know if they fall into pits
knife.
Either.
Yeah, men don't fall.
What?
If I cut myself on the knife, it's also bar help.
Could be, yeah, it could be that's the case.
Is more likely to cut himself on the knife.
Why?
Animals have hooves.
What do you mean on his foot, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he slips and he falls on it.
Oh.
Okay,
that's why Rashi takes out less time, because that's not something that other would get more damaged by than an animal.
Maybe we won't get damaged by it at all. I don't know. Rabbi Say, I'm leaving it up to you. I didn't see anyone speak about this. I said something about it 5 years ago. I don't remember what. I try to get a hold of my notes. Anyway, Akitzer, let's go to the Rashi. We got big Rashi over here, major Rashi. Av Asora, says Rashi. The Gemara is suggesting that the Av is 10. Toiv, you with me? Sure, you with me? Yeah? Sokhtele Gerashi, Bar Amok Yutvachim, Hainu Av. Dibekach dar koy lehamis. Rabbi, you have to be very careful. The lashon of Rashi. What does dar koy lehamis mean? It's the way for it to kill. Says Rashi, but the Gemara says that can't be because the Abnei Zikin says Abnei Zaken. Dim nafal shor bebar tisho umeis pater bal habor. Dim who's a chayiv. If a shor falls into a bar tisha and dies, you're pater. Why?
It's normal.
Karen, that means it's Karen. Oh, Mishuna, that's a good question. It should be chayiv chatzin ezek.
What are the animals doing?
Maybe it's not normal for an animal to die. The mazik isn't doing something mishuna. When do we have mishuna?
It's not doing anything.
It's behavior is the same. Exactly. So mishuna is when like it's cheska shimur, not becheska shimur. I should have watched. The animal's doing crazy. Expect my bar's not doing anything.
Well, I'm saying that Rav was that there are bar. There is a
bar. Bars learn from Shar.
So it doesn't not
the
all.
Bar is definitely Cheska Shimur, so it wouldn't be.
Just the answer,
no.
Okay. Rabbi said we're gonna leave that alone for now.
He's built a bar. That's
really good question. We're gonna leave it alone for now. Zok the Gemara, your potter, who's a chayiv? Zokt Rashi ve'avu. We're at that stage of the Gemara. It's an av. Da midyuka dekor nafka midichsev amesi aloi demashma bar asara debar miktol hu chayv misas ashara batzu mihachiv b'misol chayv. But it's zokim mechayv. Rashi says the zokim's also going to be an av. Timi diyuka de crow. It's from the diyuk of the pasuk.
According to the lishna, behedya doesn't really mean behedya.
No.
Behedya means it's learned out from the pasuk.
Yeah, it's not so behedya. It's just it's from a diyuk.
It's mashma.
I guess that diyuk is
the diyuk is behedya. Diyuk is in the pasuk.
Mashma
also is bad. According to this Pshat and Rashi, what's going on is as follows. Does it say behead in the pasuk bar yud?
No. Yeah.
It says behedya in the pasuk. The words bar yud.
No.
What does it say?
Mace.
And what do we know what mace means?
Yud.
So it's also like a diyuka dekra.
No, that's not mace.
It has to be. That's the diyuk.
That's
the
Tosis
kasha.
It has to be. That's how you learn because of Tosis kasha.
Okay, but it's a diyuk. It's a diyuk.
It's a double diyuk.
In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, listen. It doesn't say anywhere bor tes. It doesn't say anywhere bor yud. So they're both, neither one of them is an av or a toldah. The one says, what do you mean? But bar yud, it doesn't say it, but there's a diyuk. What does the Gemara answer back, fire back? Tess is also a diyuk. So, at kamas, you know, if you're saying diyuk is enough for you, so then what's the difference bar tess and bar yud? Gemara starts out and says, listen, I got diyukum on bar tess, I got diyukum bar yud, just diyukum, it's not an av. The Gemara says, no, diyuk's enough. Diyuk enough, then the av lemis is on the side.
Ubir and b'shilak is also not explicit. That the rabbanon tell you what the rabbanon established what the pasuk means. I think it yud is said explicitly.
There we have another pasuk.
The rabbanon are telling you what b'mis yilai that
tell you that's the head on the pasuk.
So.
It's different than we see.
Rashi says it's
not you see from here yud. Because you see from here it's yud. It's not. We're saying this is yud.
The
Rabbanan don't say it says yud.
I'm saying this one.
The Rabbanan say the Metzias is that a bar kills at me with ten.
Right.
Now we know it's clear. Mace is that.
It says mace. It's behind you. That's time.
It's not. It's so. It's not any less behedya than the diuk of the cross. So I have another possibility.
Sure, the Zikin aspect is not behedya. And our Gemara was, our Mishnah was talking about the Zikin. Maybe you want to tell me the mace is Behedra, because it says a mace ELI, but for sure that the Nezikin is not Behedra.
Oh.
You could say even better. You could say better. Yaakov, look at the Rashi before. Rashi says, Av Asara. See that Rashi? Av Asara. Bor Omuk Yud. Tvachim Hainu Av. The Bekach Darkoi Lahamas. What's Rashi saying over there? What makes something an Av?
Usually when it's in the Pasuk.
So why is Rashi saying it's Hainu Av? The Bekach Darkoi Lahamas. Because the pasuk says mace. So yeah. This is an av because kach darkoi lahamas. So let me ask you a question. Does the pasuk say speak about darkoi lahamas?
No.
No. What does the pasuk speak about? It died. So it's a stretch. It doesn't say mafurish. It's a pasuk talking about mesa. So darkoi lahamas. So that's considered that's an av. Says Rashi, okay, but that's enough to tell me. I mean, you could decree that Nezakah is also an av.
Yeah, but it's also enough to tell you that Tess, if it dies, is an av also. Because Rabbi just said it doesn't have to be Darkoi Lahamas.
That's from the Halamina before we established what the pasuk's really meaning.
No, that's what we're saying. We knew that already.
Before we made a difference between Yud and Tess.
We must have known that already. Well, how did Yud become an av?
Okay, we knew something.
We knew it. So Gemara is saying, I know that Yud is Darkoi Lahamas and the Pasuk speaks about Mitzvah. So that should be enough to make Yud into an Av. If that's enough to make Yud into an Av, so then the Zik is enough to make the Tess into an Av. No, so if so, it's Av, the Mitzvah is Av, then it's
open. But then why does it have to be Darkoi Lahamas if the Pasuk just says Hamas?
What do you mean?
So why when you fall into Pit 9 and it die, and the animal dies, is it not an Av? Or are you not...
You're Pater.
Right,
your potter.
He said. That's what he's saying. He's saying
it's a gzeris akosif. Mashma bar asora de bar mikto hu chayv misas ashor.
Yeah, okay.
The pasuk is mashma only something that it belongs. Meisi eloi, the misa belongs there. That's when you're chayv on the misa. That's the lishna kama of Rashi. Lishna achrina. Soif soif zav lemisa v'zav lenezakim. Dechihev ki din nafik lan mikra bar asar lemisa nafkulan bar tes lenezakim. Just like you have a pasuk of bar asar lemisa, you have the same pasuk of bar asar lenezakim. Dechsev nafl shama shorcha mor mashma bein meis bein huzak. So he's not using this complicated diuk that the Lishna Kama used of Mesi Eloi, the mace is for when it's bar misa, but for Nezakin it's for when it's a bar Nezakin. He's just saying, the pasuk says, Nafal Shama, it fell. What does it mean, it fell? What does fell mean?
Fell.
That's what fell means. Does it mean it died?
Maybe.
Does it mean it got damaged?
Maybe.
It's everything. Nafal Shama, Shoro Chamor, Mashma Ben Mace Ben Huzak. Bal Abor Yishalem. Mihu, in Mace Ashor. Amrabanim bebartisha pater deloy machmas abor meis deino kedei lahamas avol huzak chayv de bar tisha bar nezikinu. But if it's huzak, it's gonna be chayv. Two lishanas in Rashi. The achreinim are medayik. Rabbi say this is a standard deek, in that there's a big difference between the first Rashi and the second Rashi. According to the first lishna of Rashi, why you pater misa and a bar tes? Because Pasuk tells me so, or what does the Pasuk tell me? Why you putter?
Because you're
only five.
Because it's not what?
It's not darkoi.
So therefore, it's not darkoi lahamas. What does darkoi lahamas mean?
It's not regular.
It's not regular for it to kill. It's not regular for it to kill. It's not darkoi lahamas. That's what Rashi says in the first lashon. Rashi in the second lashon uses a little bit more of a stronger lashon. What does Rashi say in lishna acharina? Why you're not chayiv if a bar, if the animal dies in a bar tes? Delon machmas abor mace. What does that mean?
It's not because the bar
died. I didn't kill it. Or, as Yaakov said, it's a smara. It's a simple smara. I didn't kill it. So why should I be chayiv? Because it died? That wasn't me. Loi machmas abor mace. So there's a fundamental difference between the first Lashon of Rashi and the second Lashon of Rashi. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in the Sefer Minchas Shlomo, He speaks about why you would be mechalik between the two different lashonis of Rashi. Because the first lashon of Rashi, I need a pasuk to tell me that there's such a thing as a bar tes. Where am I getting bar tes from? And I need a diuk to tell me bar tes. What's the diuk? That only over there you chayv on misa, but over there you chayv on the zakim. But in the second lashon of Rashi that says bein meis bein huzak, I don't need anything to like create for me a bar tes. Because bein meis bein huzak, it's obviously a bar tes. But I want to take it a step further up. We said a step further than Rav Shlomo Zalman. I want to ask you a question. You ready? Here's my question. In the Lishna Achrina of Rashi, how do you know there's such a thing as a bar tes b'chlal? What?
Diuk.
No, he doesn't say diuk. He doesn't have diuk.
It's nafak.
What does it say? What's the svara?
They didn't kill him.
No. Nafkam bar tes nazik nechsev and nafal shama shar.
Nafal shama.
Shar
Aichamar. Shar Aichamar, therefore, I see from there.
That's either
the
or it doesn't
fall
anywhere.
Bane? Doesn't say that falls anywhere. No, it doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say that. Read Rashi carefully. Bane, mace, bane, huzak. What does that mean? It dies and get damaged. So I have a question. Maybe it's a bor yud, bane, mace, bane, huzak. Maybe it's a bor yud, bane, mace, bane, huzak. Rashi says the Makoris says Nafal Shama Shor Chamar Ben Meis Ben Huzak. Okay, maybe Bar Yud Ben Meis Ben Huzak.
Meis only means Yud.
Yeah. The
Hezek doesn't happen in a Bar Yud.
Died.
No,
it
couldn't. He's right, but we all know your Chayev Misa. We don't know your Chayev Misa.
Nafal Shama Shor Chamar Ben Meis Ben Huzak. Why is it Pasha? Your
Rabbanan said that Yud is a
Pasha. Yeah,
but it's not Chayev Misa.
Even for
so
Misa.
Maybe only Chayev for Misa. No. You kill it, you're Chayev. It's like Mechal Yekarno or Lo Mechal Yekarno. Maybe only Chayev for Misa, and you're not Chayev for Nezokin. Who says you're Chayev for Nezokin? Ben Meis Ben Huzak. Okay. So that's all in a Bar Yud.
So Mace isn't Ezekiel also?
What?
Mace isn't called Hezek also? It's like, is that more extreme Hezek? I remember
so it's Mechal Yekarno and Lo Mechal Yekarno.
So you would have the same story. So then for sure,
you'd be Chayev on Ezekiel.
No, if you only Chayev on Mace.
Chayev on Mace. Oh, only Chayev on the Mace.
How do I know? So I want to say a big Chiddush, Rabbi Yisai. Here goes. My first Chiddush of the day. First real Chiddush. So according to the second lashon of Rashi, there's no such thing as a bor tes and a bor yud. Who said this? What's the difference between a bor tes and a bor yud?
The Gemara says it's
different. Nope. I don't think so. I'm going to show you where. Who says the difference? What's the difference between a bor tes and bor yud?
Whether you're putter from Misa, you're putter from Misa.
What does the Mishnah Kama of Rashi say? The Mishnah Kama of Rashi, what's the difference?
What's normal?
A kill, not normal a kill. He's making two different categories of bar.
Okay, but here there's.
According to the second Lashon of Rashi, is there a category of a bar test?
No.
No, all it is bar test didn't kill. And I want to say the following thing. If a bar test kills your animal, are you chayiv or putter? Chayiv.
Chayiv. It just didn't kill it.
There's no nafka mina.
Why? Why is it
was a different bar that was called tes.
According to Lishna Kama, why are you potter? Because it's under a salt bar. Azat salt bar is potter from Misa. Did it kill? It killed it. But it's because it's ain't darkoi bekach, because it's ain't darkoi lahomis, therefore it's going to be potter. Rashi has to say, okay, where did you get this whole bar from? Is it a bar test? What is this bar? I learned it out from Vamesi Eloi. I have a pasuk that says, when it's darkoi lahomis, it's chayv amisa. When it's not darkoi lahomis, it's not chayv amisa, it's chayv anezokin. I got two different types of bar. There's a bar test, there's a bar yud, two different things. But according to the Shnabasna of Rashi, there's no such thing as a bar tes and a bar yud. If you do damage, you're chayiv. You don't do damage, you're not chayiv. Why is a bar tes putter on Misa? If it would kill, theoretically, it would be chayiv. Just grada, what do we know? It never kills. But Misa loy avdi. It doesn't do that. So it never killed. But then I don't have such a thing. I don't have it in this Rashi. Maybe there's no such creature as something called a bar tes and a bar yud. It's all really the same. So
why does it make a difference?
What do you mean by that?
Why is that?
What is important?
What?
Why is it important?
Where do we do that? And the Gemara had a Havamina
to use to
one that one is a Av, one is a Tolda. What's Av Tolda Tes Yud? Frexually, what's Av Tolda Tes Yud? What is that? So Kenzai, the Gemara doesn't mean Tes and Yud. Might not like this. The Achronim say the following. What does the Gemara really mean to say?
Hezek and Misa.
Misa and Hezek. Misa and Hezek. Gemara just uses the word Yud, because where does Misa happen?
By Yud.
Or Yud? Where does Hezek happen? We're test, but the Gemara doesn't really mean.
We can't say that that's too much.
No,
it's the same word. How do you make them both into the Abbas?
What?
How do you
make them both into Abbas? Ben, Misa, Ben, Uzak. V'nafal Shama, Shara, Chamor. That just means the same thing. It's all one Av. Zav, the Misa, Zav, the Zak, and it's all the same thing. And a Hanami. It's not two Abbas, the Misa. You're right. So he's pointing out, like the first pshat of Rashi, maybe we have two different avos. We have an av bor yud, we have an av bor tes. But what I'm trying to suggest over here, it's not muchacham right, but I'm making a chiddush, and we have to, as we go through more of bor, we have to see that according to Rashi, it doesn't exist. According to Lishna Rashi, such a thing as two different types of virus. You're always chayiv for the hezek your bor does. Just bor tes grada. Will never do Misa. So therefore you're going to be Pater. Not because there's a Ptur. According to Lishna Kam is a Ptur. Because Be'etzim can do the Misa. It's Darkoi. It's just ain't Darkoi Lohamas. There's a Gemara on Daf Yoram and Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Yoram and Aleph speaks about the different mazikim and contrast different mazikim, who's more chumra than who. The Gemara says, Eish has a chumra over bar. What's the chumra of Eish over bar? Gemara says, because Eish is mazik, it's a royaloi, vish a ain't a royaloi. It's chayiv on mash, and a royaloi, vish a ain't a royaloi. And bar is potter. What is bar potter on royaloi, ain't a royaloi? Says Rashi, Bar pachas me'asara pater me'misa, kivan de'ein regilus lahamas b'pachas me'yud. Your pater on ein aroyloi. What does that mean? A bar tes that kills your pater. That's Tosis's pshat. Rashi there learns a different pshat in the Gemara. Why does Rashi learn a different pshat in the Gemara that over there? Because in the Lishna Basra of Rashi, are you pater on? If your Bortes kills, you putter if your Bortes kills.
No, it doesn't kill.
No, it just doesn't kill. It's not a chomer. I can't that a Bortes doesn't kill. It's not a chomer. A bor yud kills, and it's chayiv. So it's bor chayiv on misa. Grad, if a bor doesn't kill, it's not chayiv. Shkoiches. That's not a chiddush. So that can't be the gemara. Chomer of eish, because eish is chayiv even on inner royal line. Bor is not. Rashi can't learn like Tosfos. Tosfos says the pshat is it's talking about Bartes is putter on Misa Shimein Regilus Lahamas. Did it kill according to Tosfos? Yes. Are you putter? Yes. Why are you putter? The Xer is a Kosev. You're putter on Eno Roila.
It's like Rashi's Lishna Kama.
Could be Tosfos like Rashi's Lishna Kama.
It's on Yud.
What? Yud Amel Aleph.
What does Rashi say?
I have to see over there. By the way, Rashi. There's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam Perik Yud Beis Niske Maman Halacha Tes Vav Tes Zayin. What does the Rambam say? Listen to this. Asa tel gavoyer b'shus harabim. Im hayu gavoyah asara tfachim. You made an elevation, which is kind of like a bar, same thing. Chayiv l'shalim, if it's 10 tfachim high. Im hayu pachas me'asara, potra al misas behema. Aber hu sagt mir, wann chayve shal nezek shal? Shehanezek. Shekol shuhu davar matzui viyadua. Ve'en hamisa b'chol shuhu matzi. Ve'harehu kemoy oynes. What does the Rambam say? You're chayiv if the nezek happens on pachas me'asara, but you're not chayiv if misa happens. Why? Shehanezek bechol shu davar matzi v'yadua. Nezek that happens on pachas me'asara is matzoi, is common in yadua. Ve'en hamisa bechol shu matzi v'areyu kumay oynes. What does that mean?
Normal, not normal.
Normal, not normal. Normal, not normal. In other words, is the Rambam saying that the animal did not die from the fall? No. The animal died. Just what?
It's weird. It's not responsible.
It's not responsible. It might not be exactly the first lashon of Rashi. But the first lashon of Rashi seems to say it's a gzeres hakosuf. It's looked out from a pasuk. Only on something that the misa belongs there, you chayim. Misa doesn't belong to your pater. The Rambam seems to say, why you pater? Oynes. Frek da achroinim. Oynes. Tchilasoi bepshia. Soifai be'aynes. Chayiv.
What's the chayiv?
You
but you never pushia your clap at misa.
What?
Yeah.
The guy in Hezekiah was pushia, not
clap at misa. You never pushia.
So we have to say chazum pshia soifai be'aynes is only if clape this that's happening, you're also a pushia. If I'm pushia clape nezek and it ends up happening misa, then it'll be potter. Even though, what's chasam shius of a minus? Let's just speak this out. Let's say a person hides money in a haystack. You're supposed to hide money in a haystack?
No.
Why not?
Idea.
Flammable. What about for gneva?
It's a pretty good idea.
But and it ends up getting stolen. So I wasn't pashay klape gneva. I was pashay klape sreifa. Still, we say chasam shius of a minus chayiv. What's the pshat? Because over there, the pshia was klape
the money.
This money getting lost. How much pshia would you say? How much, whatever the value of the money is. But over here, I was pshia klape hezek. Was I pshia klape misa?
So you have to be pshia
no.
Klape whatever the hefsid is.
The klape the hefsid, you have to be pshia. Klape the hefsid. Okay. But so let's keep going. Zok Toysvis. Yeah. Toysvis says, Lo Yuxiv Lo Tesksiv Tema, the Perkapara Tanan, Mad Bor, Shiesh Bokade, the Hamas Asara, Upir Shabakunja, Stam Bor, Yesh Boyud, Imkade Yuxiv. Tosfos says, it says Yud in the Pasuk. Where does it say Yud in the Pasuk? Kastam bar yesh bayasara. What does it mean according to Rashi, stam bar yesh bayasara?
Stam bar is normal to kill.
Stam bar yesh bayasara. So Surely said at least 10 tefachim deep. At least 10 tefachim. Does Rashi mean to say that it's the minimum? 10 tefachim is the minimum, or it's at least 10 tefachim? Would you say stam bar is at least 15 tefachim? I would say so.
Yeah, at least 10 tefachim.
At least 15.
I'm saying, Rashi's saying it's at least 10 tefachim.
Is it at least 15?
Probably.
Yeah. Why does Rashi say 10?
Because
that's what matters. What matters to us is 10. But maybe the Gemara over there isn't saying stam bar is 10. Bang! Every bar is 10. It's like that's normal. Yeah. That's like custom. That's like the regular setting, the consume, whatever it's called, the
standard
setting. It's that standard issue, 10 tefachim. Rashi just means like a normal 10 tefachim is like this high. You know what I mean? Like some bar is probably like this high, but it's at least 10 tefachim. And what matters to us is 10 tefachim. So it doesn't say 10 in the pasuk. It says bar, but it. That's Tosis. Void kasha the hacha darish me v'meitzi aloi. Void the mesamach parach soif soif zav the misa zav and a zaken. Pirish v'kunch nafal sham shor mashma bein meis bein huzak. Im ken kiddushin shavlo adam having the might nami adam in a zaken. This is third question. Rabbi say is a bomb kasha. We'll have to get back to Tosis' third question. It's a bomb kasha. Yes, Tosis. You Rashi says. V'nafal sham shor oy chamor is bein meis bein huzak. When the pasuk says v'nafal shama, what is the pasuk referring to? Misa and or nezakin?
Both.
Nafal shama, shor oy chamor. The end of the pasuk we darshin, shor v'loy, adam chamor v'loy, kalim. Now adam is pater on bar, on all bar. We know that's not true. We saw Rashi. Rashi says adam is even if adam trips on avsekin masoy. So what is it? The Gemara says adam is only pater on misa. Because the Gemara thought that we're only talking in this pasuk about Mitzah, but Rashi now tells us, Nafal Shama Shor O Chamor, Nafal Shama Bein Mace, Bein Huzak. I see in this pasuk Misa or Nezakin, so the second half of the pasuk is going to have to follow through also. Shor V'loy Adam is going to have to be Bein Mace, Bein Huzak, and that's just not true. So therefore, Tosis has a bomb kasha. The first kasha on Rashi we answer. Tosis says, Rashi, what are you talking about? Bar asara? If everybody's asara, then it says bar the pasuk. It's asara. It just means everybody's at least asara. That's all it means. But this kasha, this is the bomb kasha. Alkei nira lafarish, this is a different pshat. The stambar amok harbe. A stambar is much deeper. Vitzrichi bar v'amesi alo. You need two different psukim to offset each other. Di like siv bar havamino kol dekatal afilo ein bokidei lahamis. If it didn't say bar, I would think anything that kills, even if it's ein bokidei lahamis, I don't understand. How could you be chayiv? It's ein bokidei lahamis. Didn't kill. How does Tosfos learn?
That's not what it means.
That's not what it means. Doesn't mean it didn't kill. It just means it's not normal for it to kill.
It's him, even though it's a good
Russian. That's why you need both. Behedya. Neither one of them are behedya. To have a avlin azik lezak and kiven the yesh b'kadei lehazik. Therefore, they're going to be equal according to Tosfos. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're going to end off with a question. We're going to have to try to be mashlim this tomorrow. End off with a question as follows. David Pavarsky asks the following question. He asks, if something falls into a bortes, an animal falls into a bortes and dies, are you chayiv on the Misa?
Yep.
No bortes?
No.
You're for sure a potter. If you're a potter because you didn't kill it, or you're a potter because there's a kasiv, or you're a potter because aynes, you shouldn't kill it. For sure a potter. What about, are you chayiv on the hezek that happened to the shor before it died? It fell in, got hurt, and then it died. Are you chayiv on the hezek that happened? Or are you
pater? What are the
owner lose? He brings a machloikas rishoina about this. Says the Rabbeinu Peretz says the Meiri says I'm sorry the Meiri says yesh oimrim shemes mishalim miha bechdei demei mazik. But we near a loikain, Rav Meiri. Some people say you're chayiv at least on the mei hezek. But we near a loikain. No, the Rav Meiri. But the Rabbeinu Yoina's son says, "Potter mila shalim es kuloi, avol mishalim loy kidei hezekoi shehuzak boy." Machlok is rishayim. Are you chayiv on the hezek? You're not chayiv on the misa, but when the animal died, are you at least chayiv on the hezek sheboy? This is machlok is rishayim. Lechura, my friends, this is going to depend very much on how you learn why you're putter on the Misa. We will continue with that and more, Beis Hashem, tomorrow.